admitting to God that we are weak and fearful is a good thing. James 5:16. Make this your common practice. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for each other that you may be healed. The sincere prayer of confession by anyone who is living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Courage is a thing of intention and leadership. It is like powerful waves pushing upon the shore over and over, and is intrinsic of God, who is the faithful one. And because He has courage, we have courage. In our leading a life of being strong, there is exemplified grace of the crowned believer who carries the sword of the Spirit. And in our transforming practice of strength comes a constant invitation for more transformation. Like saying, the more I practice my strength in Christ, the more I am strong in the power of the Holy Spirit. The more we are courageous, the more we are courageous, and the more we are strong, the more we are strong. To those who have will be given, and to those who have not will be taken away. On a side note, I believe honesty and transparency is systemic to courage and strength. I must say, though, it seems that admitting our faults in the eyes of some people appears to them as weakness, and it inspires their hyper-religiousness to kick in, motivating them to counseling rather than relating. To many, admitting to any difficulty or fault just looks like weakness, when really it is strong and courageous to be honest and real while employing tact and diplomacy. E.E. Cummings said, "It takes courage to grow up and be who you really are." I think he was right. Many people feel that to admit there are times when they are weak and fearful gives other people power over them. But regardless of the possible downside of admitting I am sometimes weak and fearful, in my confession, I am strong in Christ. Here's another personal admission, in hopes others will relate rather than put on their religious suit of counsel. I'll be honest. I don't have what it takes. I don't have it, and that's the truth. But Jesus does, and He lives in my heart. And in Christ, I am strong and courageous, and I am prosperous and highly favored. Not merely surviving, but prosperous, and that so doesn't mean having money and stuff either. Personally, I'd like to not be so acquainted with weak and fearful. But the facts are, there are times when I am. 2 Corinthians 12:10. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And Hebrews 11:34. Out of weakness they were made strong, became valiant in battle, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Coming to resolve about what exactly God is talking about in those scriptures has very little to do with lifting weights, boxing championships, or being tough. Admitting my own lack of courage and that I'm weak doesn't mean I'm stupid, a failure, worthless, or a whining, spineless, sniveling, pasty, pot-bellied old man. Practicing spiritual, emotional, and intellectual honesty in today's environment is truly an act of courage and bravery. And that's not being honest on behalf of someone you think is not being honest. We can't be honest for them according to our perception of what they aren't being honest about. God is never asked us to take a fearless moral inventory of our neighbor, you know. That's not our job. I'm speaking of honesty about ourselves from God's point of view, not capitalizing on all our badness, nor living out a fairy tale of only seeing and hearing our sparkling moments with no responsibility of our secret actions.